The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lechu. And at the end of the parsha we learn Mitzvah Smila. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Smila, writes how important, how central, how great this mitzvah is. Kol mitzvah shosu Avraham Avinu lo nikra sholem ad shemal. And if a person is not mekayim mitzvah smila, doesn't circumcise himself, ein lo chelek liyolam abo. Ve'af al pikein, if there's any danger, any chashash sekona, any sakona is doicha mitzvah smila. And these are sugis that we learn Shabbos kuf lamed daled omed aleph, yevomis samach daled omed aleph. The sugi in yevomis we learn tinek shemesa echov machmas mila, ein male noisoi. A child is born, two older brothers perished after mila. Then we don't do mila to child number three. Machloikis Rebbe v'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Two brothers or three brothers. Trei zimna hava chazaka o tlad zimna. By din and forces were machmer k'Rebbe. Two brothers passed away. We don't do mila to number three. And it is not only meso echov machmes mila. If there is any danger to the child's life, as we learn in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Daled, the mila is postponed. The Rambam brings these halachas sof perek alaf me'alchas mila halacha yud zayin and halacha yud ches. Halacha yud ches is about tinek shemeso echov machmes mila. But in today's shiur, the more relevant halacha is halacha yud zayin, and I'm reading perek alaf halacha yud zayin. Kotten shenimso b'shmini shelo yoroik b'yoisarein malan oisat sheyipro boidam. V'chenem hoyo odom b'yoiso, ein malan oisat sheyivlo boidam. V'tzorech lizor b'dvor amela harba, v'ein malan ele yelet sheyem bo shum choli. And now comes the punchline. Shesekonis nefoshes doiche es hakoil, ve'ef shalomu la'achar zman, v'yef shalach ziyo nefesh echud mi Yisroel. Le'olam. The Rambam writes, why do we push off Mila? Sekonos nefoshes doicha hakoil, ve'efshar la'mul yachar zman, ve'efshar la'achzei nefesh echod mi'esor le'olam. You could do Mila in a later stage, in a later time, but if a man will die, we could never bring him back. So l'choretz mashmen Rambam, if we don't have an opportunity to do mila later, then we will do it now. It is only because ef shalom aliyachar zman. And if we know there will be no opportunity lom aliyachar zman, he's not going to get better. He's not going to get better. Things won't change. Then we do it now. Why? Sekonis nefoshes doicha es hakol. Mila is not one of gimel avedas chamura shebetoyra. So the achronim deal with this Rambam. And I just want to mention a few drochim before I share with you what I think is pshat in Rambam. Tshuvas chasam soifa yoredeyasim en reish memhei. Some soifa says maybe, according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Reb Shimon ben Menasya, Yuma Peihei, is the source. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula? That's the most basic source of the entire Shas. Lahalocha, Shmuel, first generation of Amiroim in Bavel. V'chai behem v'loi shiyomus behem. And it's from this posik that we know Pikuach Nefesh overrides any mitzvah, besides the big three. avodah zarah gilui arayos v'shvichas damim. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says, v'shamro b'nei esoras ha-shabbos la'sois es ha-shabbos chalol rav shabbos rachas kadei sheyishmo shabbos ois ha-arba. Sadech Sam Sofer says, according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, the only justification to Mimchal Shabbos is to enable this person to keep many more Shabbosim. One Shabbos for other Shabbosim. One bris for another bris. So the Chassam Sofer argues, according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, it's only if you're mevatel a mitzvah to enhance the observance of the same mitzvah at a greater level and another time. So that is the reasoning, the rationale of the Rambam. We will push off the bris to enable to do the bris at another time, and the child will live many years with ois bris kodesh. Don't do it now, and I'll die in a short while. And that is why the Rambam says, Efshalom aliyachazman. But the Chassam Sofer himself says, Halocha kishmuel. It is not from Chalor of Shabbos Achas that we know Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Kol HaToyra Kole. It is V'chai Ben V'loshi Yom Esbehem. I also disagree with the Chassam Sofer. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh just brings a source to Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Kol HaToyra Kolo. So even if the source would be Chalor of Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheyish Meshabos Zarbe, that is just a Melitza Ba'alma. Chalul Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyochal Lishmor, any mitzvah. And even for Chai Shor, we're Mechal Shabbos. And nobody doubts that. Nobody questions that. About the Drosha Chalul Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyish Meshabos Asahab, I wrote at great length in Minchas Osho Chumash Shemoisim and Samach. In this short sheet, I don't want to go over what I wrote there. So the Chassam Sofer is not pshat in Rambam. The Avnei Nezer Shin Chovav has a different mahalach, an interesting one. And he says, we're dealing with the Sakona Rechoika, a danger which is very remote. And when it's not shchicha hezeika, shluche mitzvah einam nizoikin, we could rely that in the merit of the mitzvah, the person will not be endangered. This sugi shluche mitzvah einam nizoikin appears three times in Shas. Psochem daf ches, end of perakama de kedushin, kedushin daf mem, Chulin Kuf Memalach, the very last Shtikl Gemara Mesechet Chulin. So in Psochim, the Gemara says, Shchicha Hezeka, then we cannot rely on Shlucha Mitzvah in Hezeka. Kiddushin Anacholan Deloshin is Kviya Hezeka. And just recently I wrote a tshuva. Is there a difference between Shchicha Hezeka, Kviya Hezeka, and one of the perimeters of Shchicha Hezeka? So the Avnei Nezer writes, it's not Shchicha Hezeka. It's a remote Sakana. And we could rely on Shlucha Mitzvah in Hezekim. But if you could be Mekayim this very same Mitzvah without any level of danger, Odif Tfei. And that is why we wait. We wait Efshel Lomul La'achar Zman. But if there's no reason to assume that this danger will pass, we will do it now. And we'll rely shlicha mitzvah in ezeikim because it's not shlicha ezeikim. I disagree with the Avnei Nezer as well, who says it's not shlicha ezeikim. Chazal deal with these very same situations, tinak yorek, tinak odom, and the Gemara's mashma was a very tangible sakon. And if it's not Shchicha Hezeka, why are we mevatel Mila Bizmano? Why don't we rely on Shlucha Mitzvah in Hezeka? How does the Avnei Nezer know that we wait to perform the mitzvah without any sakana? The Avnei Nezer also writes that Shlucha Mitzvah in Hezeka only the shliach hamitzvah is protected, but not others. So the father is mekayem the mitzvah, but that doesn't give the baby protection. And that is why we wait ad sheyagdil. Ad sheyagdil, he's going to be a godel, and he'll do the mitzvah himself. But the Rambam writes, ad sheyagdil me'at, v'yeschazek koichoi. We don't wait till he's going to be a godel. So I'm shlichim mitzvah in a zoikin protects only the person that performs the mitzvah, then efshalom aliyachar zman. So efshalom aliyachar zman without a sakana. So according to the Avnei Ezer, an adult who was ill and the bris might cause his demise is mechuyev. That's a gewaldige chiddush that has no basis or no source in the Gemara. Shemesh Shmuel was the great son of the Avnei Ezer. After the Avnei Ezer's demise, he was the Rebbe of Sochetchev. Parshas Emor, he brings another pshat in the Rambam in the name of his great father. Git nun zayin ki olecho oragno kol yoyim ze mitzvah smila. So it's a sakona anyway. If mitzvah smila is anyway a sakona, and nevertheless we have a chiyuv, so that might be a reason we disregard sakana when it comes to mitzvah smila. And therefore, if not she'ef shalom aliyach hazman, we would do it now. And we would look away from the sakana. Because anyway, it's a sakana ki olechu aragnu kol hayom. I want to add on to the Shemesh Shmuel another point that the Chasam Sofer makes in that very same tshuva, Yoredeyas Nemereish Memei. Chasam Sofer writes, based on that same Gemara, ki olechu aragnu kol hayom ze mitzvah smila. By the course of human nature, and by medical standards, mila is a sakana for the baby. And it is only a siyata d'shmaya and a shmira de la elo ki olechu horagnu kol hayom ze mitzvah smila. So if it's anyway lemala mederech hateva, and it's an ace, it's a miracle, that thousands upon thousands, millions of babies throughout the ages have been circumcised, then ein tzvocha berechoi voiseinu, then he could rely on this gula, even if there is an additional level of risk, an additional danger, and that is why it is only because Efshalom Aliyachar Zman that we will push off the bris. These are various different drachim that we find in Achrayim. My personal feeling and understanding is this. And I want to explain in three different hedgeshim, emphasis. Lanias daiti that Rambam is not mechadish ahalach. Kidarkoi bekoidish. He gives us some additional insight in his profound understanding to understand mitzvah satoira. Why is it sakonis nefoshes doicha hakor? Why? Because nothing is final in this world besides death. Nothing is absolute besides death. Shalom uliyachar zman. Maybe yes, maybe no. Even if not, we could fill in with many other mitzvahs and many other ma'isim tovim. Nefesh yis odom yisrael she'ovad I efshal ha'chzira. I just want to make a point. The Rambam writes, Konas nefoshes doicha hakol ve'efshal amul yachazman. He doesn't write mishum she'efshal. He doesn't write mepnei she'efshal. Ve'efshal. Loosely translated, Sekonas nefoshes overrides everything. And we could do mila liyachas man, but we can't bring back a man from his grave. However, the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rambam, Shin Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is she'efshar, not ve'efshar, which seems to be more of an asinus tam of reasoning. But nevertheless, I don't think the Rambam means
to be mechadish halacha. It is only because we can do mila liachazman. That is why we postpone the mila. If we wouldn't have confidence, shef shalamu liachazman, without a sakana, we would put the child's life in jeopardy and do circumcision right now? No, I don't think that's the kavanah of the Rambam. I think that Rambam just means to stress why is pikuach nefesh so central, and why does it push aside? Why does it override any other mitzvah? Because other mitzvahs, if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, day after tomorrow, maybe yes, maybe no. But nefesh echod mi Yisrael she'ovad I efshar lahachzir eliyoyla. I also want to note that the Rambam in this halacha deals with several different scenarios. Tinak shohoyu yoroik biyoysa, shohoyu odon biyoysa, but then the Rambam writes, Tzorech lezor bedvorav elu harba, ve'ein malen elo yelad she'ein bo shum choli, she'sakonis nafoshes doicha hakal ve'efshal amuli yachar zman. Maybe this reasoning is on the safer. Ve'ein malen elo yelad she'ein bo shum choli. It's very common that a baby has a minor condition and he's doing well, and the doctors say there's no reason not to do the bris, no reason whatsoever, no danger. And we, the Rabbonim, say no. Chazal are machmir more than the doctors. The doctors say there's no danger, but Chazal teach us you need to wait 7 days if he had a slight fever, 7 days after it's over. We are more machmir b'mikuach nefesh than the doctors. And I've been saying this for the past 8 months. We need to be machmir more than medical professionals, than the establishment. Establishment has their set of priorities. We should be more stringent than anyone else with a chashash of pikuach nefesh. That's quite obvious by bris mila. So the Rambam writes, a moran elo tinoik she'elo shum choyli she'ef shalom aliyach hazman. But my basic feeling is gam amiyev shalom aliyach hazman sakonas nafoshas doicha hakor. And when the Rambam writes this line, nefesh odam she'oved yev shalach ziroi, I spoke about this 2 weeks ago. The topic of the shiur was Chamira Sakanta Meisura. And I quoted the Chasam Sofer two different sources, on Chul and Daftes, and then Avodah Zorah Daf Lamed. The Chasam Sofer writes, why is Chamira Sakanta Meisura? By Yisura we rely on Roiv, we rely on Sfek Sveika, not by Sakana. And the Chasam Sofer writes his own Sfora. I think that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. The Chasam Sofer writes, because in Issa V'Heter, you're on the safe side. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said you can be a Mechal HaShabbos said you're reliant on Sveikah. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Torah that says you cannot eat Neveles HaTreifah says you could rely on Roiv. But if a person will die, you could never bring him back. And that is why Chazal teaches Chamisha Chamira Meskanta Misura. And I think that's Pshat Nerambam. That's Pshat Nerambam. Pshat Amul Yachar Zman. Lav Davka Mishum Shef Shalamul Yachar Zman. The point is, you can never bring back a person that died. And the Chasam Sofer is actually the Rambam. That is the way I would understand the Rambam. So in Yevam Samach Dalad Umid Beis, the Gemara deals with the question, so how many children need to die? 2 or 3. We should assume that is something, some genetic disorder, and we won't circumcise 3. And the Gemara tells the story about one of the Amoraim that did Mila on a child, even though 2 brothers died. And it was on Shabbos. And Abaye says, You are matir, sakanta ve'isura. Rashi explains, you put the child's life in jeopardy, and that's a grave transgression. And you were machal Shabbos. Because they may say echo machmas miles like miles shalabis manas na doicha Shabbos. This is somewhat of a surprise. Mashma bedivre Rashi is makayim the mitzvah. But it's not doicha Shabbos. Why is he makayim a mitzvah if he puts the child's life in jeopardy? Oinig yomtev simem emalav deals with the question, person has an illness and he cannot eat matzah. Matzah might bring about his demise. Obviously an allergic reaction or celiac or whatever it is. And the Oinig Yomtev says, if you perform a mitzvah, putting your life in jeopardy, then it's a brocha levatola because it's not a mitzvah at all. And the Oinig Yomtev wonders, why does Rashi say it's like mila shaloi bismana? Lani is daiti, and this brings me back to a yesod I explained many times. This Chalamoid, I gave a special shiur to yeshiva boys that were in a malonit of corona. And I discussed a great chiddush. Sometimes there is a cheftz of the mitzvah, but you're not going to get any sechar. Sometimes it's not right to be makayim a mitzvah. Not because it's not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, but it's the wrong thing to do. And I brought three or four examples. One of them is, Hayoyse besukha b'shas yeridas gishomim. The Oinig Yomtev wonders, sukha osa banua. If you're not makayim a mitzvah, it's an iser. And I said, but I've seen many gedolim that sat in the sukkah even though it was raining and pouring. Many years ago, about 45 years ago, I spent a sukkah in Union City, New Jersey, with my Rebbe, the Kloyzer Magareva, the Divrei Yatzev. It was raining and pouring, cats and dogs. The rain didn't stop for a moment. It was relentless. And the Tzanzer Rebbe didn't leave his sukkah. And at the Tish, the Hasidim covered their heads with nylon, with plastic bags. Quite a sight. But the Rebbe didn't leave his sukkah. So the Oinig Yomtev asks, it's also about Noah. What I argued, Hametztaya potam in a sukkah. You don't have a chiv, but it's still a chefz of the mitzvah. So why does the Ramor write in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Tes that he gets no sechar? He will get zero sechar. Maybe he will get punishment. Because Chazal say, Moshe Levitch, Moshe Koyser Rabbi, Vishofach Lekitin Alponov. It's a mitzvah, but it's not the right thing to do. Chazal teach us when to perform a mitzvah and when to stay away. I think the same refers to Mila B'mokam Sakona. It's a mitzvah. But on the other hand, it's an Aveda. And the Aveda overrides the mitzvah. But the fact is, it's Mila B'yom HaShmini. You're taking off the Orla. It's a mitzvah. It's the wrong thing to do. But if not mila shaloi bezmana, einoi doicha Shabbos, we would say, in the cheftza, it's a mitzvah and it's doicha Shabbos. And that's pshat in Rashi. It cannot be better than mila shaloi bezmana. Right here and now, you don't have a chiv. Not only you don't have a chiv, it's an aveira. So it can't be better than mila shaloi bezmana, sheinoi doicha Shabbos. That would be my understanding in Divrei Rashi. And maybe Rashi Lishitosoi, Yevo Messiah, Medalav, there's a Machlokes Rashi and a Benotam. Tinuk Shemesi Achav Machnas Mila. And Mila would put his life in jeopardy. Does he have a din of an Orel? Orel also Betruma, also Bachilas Pesach. Rabbeinu Tam says he's not an Orel. He's not an Orel. If he doesn't have the mitzvah Mila, he has a prohibition to do Mila, then he's not an Orel. Rashi writes, factually, he has an Orla. He's an Orel, also Betruma, also Bepesach. doesn't have the mitzvah. But you cannot deny the fact he's an oro. I think Rashi Lishitosa, with an additional extension, 1 mile further, Rashi says, not only is he an oro, if he does mila, it's a mitzvah. The aveda is greater than the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that it isn't a mitzvah. It's the wrong thing to do. But there's a chefza, the mitzvah. And therefore Rashi must explain, why isn't it doiches Shabbos? Because mila shaloi bismana is not doiches Shabbos. And the only mila that's doiches Shabbos is mila b'yom Shmini, when you have a chiyuv to do mila. That's how I will understand Rashi. And this brings us to a fascinating halachic discussion. A non-Jew shemeisa echav machmas mila, and he very much wants to convert to Yiddishkeit. He very much wants to be lachso istachas kanfei hashchina. Could he do gerus without mila? Would we say a woman does gerus without mila? Tefila is enough. Maybe the same would apply to him. He cannot do mila because it endangers his life. So could he become a ger without mila? Rabbi says Alma Meltzer, Oznayim Letoiro, Parshis Yisrael, tells a story. I was visiting Reb Chaim Moizer. And Reb Chaim Moizer Grudzinski, Dachieza, told me, he just got a sefer and the Mechaber asked for a skoma, and he was very angry. And he told me that Mechaber writes that a goy shemesa echov machmas mila, we could convert him, we could do geiris without a bris. And Reb Chaim Moizer says, well, he's a nebach, but there is no geiris without mila. You cannot be a megayer and orel. It goes without saying. Rabbi Zalman didn't know who that mechaber is, but we do. And that Tzitz Eliezer was such a huge bokir of Waldenberg, Chelik Tezvov, Semen Aleph. He brings that sefer was Chazoyin Lemoyed. I think the name of the Mechaber was Rav Mordechai David Eidelberg. And he was the Rav of a town in Russia. Maybe it's Nikolaev. And in his sefer, he writes that you could do geiris without a bris if the bris would endanger the convert's life. And he writes in the Mafteches at the end of the Sefer Simen Zion, after the Sefer was already printed, I asked that's coming from Reb Chaim Moizer. And he was very disturbed by what I wrote. And therefore, I would take it out. So please disregard the psak that I wrote in my Sefer. He was machnia to Reb Chaim Moizer. But before the Sefer Chazoyin Lemoyed, 50 years earlier, more than 50 years, Tofresh Yud, we find in another sefer, Ois Bris, Hagrash Kunitz. He deals with this question as well, and his netiyah is that you could be
Kol Halashon.
I am that girl, even though it doesn't finalize the discussion. Sridayesh Rav Einberg, Chelek Beisim Esamaches. He also discussed this question with Reb Chaim Moizer, and he heard Reb Chaim Moizer's firm opinion. And today we have it in Chelik Dalad Achieza, Simen Mem Dalad, and Simen Mem Hei, and Simen Mem Vav. The earliest source dealing with this question is the Bnei Esoscha and Sefer Derech Pikudecho. So I really wouldn't expect Reb Zalman Meltzer or Reb Chaim Moizer or the Sridei Eish to be familiar with the Bnei Esoscha. It's a pity, why not? But that's the fact. Sefer Derech Pikudecha of the Bnei Esoscha, Mitzvah Beis, Derech Pikudecha is al Seder HaMitzvahs. The Bnei Esoscha writes, Enan Jew, Meiseh Echov Machmas Mila. And today we know what it is. It is hemophilia. So when you have hemophilia, one of the ingredients, one of the basic particles that cause clotting in blood is missing. So these people could very easily bleed to death, even from a minor wound. Chuvas HaRadbaz, we find that HaRadbaz says, I once saw a person that had a little cut in his ear, and he bled to death, and he died. And the HaRadbaz was perplexed. That's hemophilia. So, in a situation in which this non-Jew cannot do mila, he's going to be putting his life in jeopardy. The Bnei Yisrael, just like the Achiezer, and the Sri Deyesh, writes, he cannot do mila. After all, he's the Orel. However, maybe he's entitled to put his life in jeopardy to become a Jew. And I was happy to see the Bnei Yisrael, because this is an argument I wrote many, many years ago. Gimel Averes or Doche Pikuach Nefesh? Would being a Jew be Doche Pikuach Nefesh? It's the entire package. It's everything. It's the Tariag. So it's a paradox. A Goy has no chiv to do Gerus. What a Kodesh Bohu expects from him is Sheva Mitzvahs. And then he's Machasid Yom Ezroelam. He has a chelik li'olam habo. He has no chiyuv to do geres. We ain't missionaries. We won't even try to convince him to come to us. But I still think, if it's his choice, maybe he's entitled even to do it with mesirus nefesh. This is a separate discussion. Does a goy, a non-Jew, have an isser putting his life in jeopardy? Ma'avadas meledas, taking his life, poshet she'osu. Because the basic source of ma'avadas meledas is achas dimchem lenafshaseicha medish, posik that was given to Noach in last week's parasha. But putting your life in danger is not committing suicide, it's not the same. The prohibition to put your life in danger is v'neshmarta moy lenafshaseicha, and that's a posik that was given to Jews and not to non-Jews. It's not Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So I don't want to speak about this in great length, but my feeling is, if a non-Jew wants to come and to take upon himself all hayahadus, lakonis lebris v'lach sestam v'tkach eskaf yeshchenu, he is entitled to put his life in danger to do so. Another point I want to make, I bididi talia, and I say this not alocha lamaisa. My feeling would be, if he cannot do mila, he could become a Jew with tefila bilvad, just like a woman. Lo mibaya leshitas benotam, that he doesn't have a din of an oral, is muta betrome vebepesach, even according to Rashi. He's also betrume v'pesach. He does have an orla. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't expect from a convert what he doesn't expect from a Jew. If he would be born Jewish, he would have no chiyuv to do mila, because his life would be in jeopardy. The mila of a ger is the same as milas Yisrael. No, I'm fully aware. Milas Yisrael is not Gerus. He was born a Jew. But in essence, it's the same Mila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you would be born Jewish, you would be circumcised. When you become Jewish, it is as if Ani Hayom Yeliditicho. You cannot be a Jew and an Orel. You need to do Mila. But we won't demand from a Ger what we don't demand from a Jewish boy that was born Jewish. It also raises a question, how do we define Mila and Tefillah, the combination of the both? Are Mila and Tefillah both the essence of Gerus? It is only the combination of the both that is Etzema Gerus, or would we say no? Tefillah is Gerus, but Mila is a condition. we cannot accept you as long as you're an Orel. But it's not that the Mila is Etzem Hagerus. If the Mila is Etzem Hagerus, together with the Tefillah, then Rav Chaim Moshe probably is right. But there's room to argue Tefillah is the Gerus. Mila is just a condition, a stipulation. We won't accept you if you don't do Mila. Because Jews do Mila. And if you want to be a Jew, you need to do it as well. If that is the understanding, then I would be neiter. But if a Jew under these same circumstances cannot do Mila, because a konis nefoshes doicha hakal, the same would apply to a ger. Who am I to question Reb Chaim Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael and some others? And therefore, I was so happy to notice in Mincha Soilas Mitzvah Beis, he brings the Bnei Yisrael and he disagrees. And he writes exactly what I've been arguing. Who was the Mincha Soilas? Reb Teva Ladikla, one of the Gedolim in Galicia. He was murdered in the Shoah, Hashem Yinkam Doma. He was relatively young. The Kloisim Magarebi was his Talmud Muvak. So the Divrei Yatzu was a Mishamish many Gedolim, most notably Reb Meir Arak, who was the Gadol HaDor in Turne, the Ostrov Tzerebe, but his Rabbi Muvak was Reb Tevela. And Reb Tevela's name was actually Reb David Zvi Zeiman. And he was born in Dukla. And he writes, Kvar kusafti b'tshuva, shemi shemeso echov machmas mila could be mezgaya without mila. It's a pity we don't have the tshuva. Probably lost forever, for eternity. But at least I was gratified to see that one godel at least writes the same as my fundamental feeling was. I also think it's a bit unreasonable that there could be a man in the world that cannot be mezgaya. This must be a privilege open to everyone. It's not reasonable that a person, for subjective reasons that another is making, doesn't have the opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be mezgaya. So I am fully aware on Reish Samaches, the Bis Yosef, and all the Roshoinim bring Shittas Rabbeinu Hananel. Goy, Shabuna is Gaya Kishu Mohur. Rabbeinu Hananel says we can't do Geres because he can't do Mila. He already did Mila as a Goy. So we can't accept him. But that Shittas Rabbeinu Hananel, most of the Roshoinim reject that Shitta. Totally. And in their opinion, we will do a Tavis Dambris, but he could do Geres, even though he's not really doing a Mila. And a Tavis Dambris is not defined as Mila. Even in the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, we find two different signoinas. The Bais Yosef writes, we can't accept him because Kilkel B'Yatzmoy. He destroyed his options. Balaito writes, that is why we reject him. Both reasons are in Shayach when this young man has a medical issue. He did nothing wrong. He wasn't Malavoy de Zora. This is the way he was born. And he's a hemophilic. Generally in Geres, I always say, you can't do Geres based on Kulis. We don't want a situation, which I'm just describing, Bederech Moshe. We don't want a situation in which a person after 120 years is up there in the heavens and he's patiently waiting in line. Takes some time and the clerk is sitting behind his glass shield with his computer and he dictates to everyone where he needs to go. Right to Gan Eden, left to Gehenim. So our friend finally standing right next to the pocket checks the computer, looks at the screen and he says, I'm very sorry, but there seems to be some misunderstanding. At the end of the corridor, there's an elevator. Three flights down, go to your left. That is Chasidei Omes Oilam. the righteous of the nations. He starts yelling and screaming, you're crazy. I mean, there's a mix-up. You didn't get it right. I was a Satmar Chosid all my life. What do I have to do with Chassidim Mesoilam? The guy looks at a screen again and he says, yes, yeah, you're right. I know you're a Satmar Chosid. But when you were 3 years old, you were converted. And the Rambam that converted you, the Beis Din, they paskin according to the Rambam. But up here, we paskin according to the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, your Geiris is invalid. We don't want that situation. So the poker tells him, elevator, 3 flights down, go to your left. It's not 5 stars, but it's 4 stars. It's decent. It's nice. That's tragic. And therefore, it is never sensible to make a Geiris based on one opinion, the other opinion. Definitely wouldn't make sense to rely on Geiris on the Minchas Osho when he goes against the Achiezer and the Derech Pekudecho, the Bnei Yisachar. So once the end of the story about Ploini Almoini, I recommended doing Geiris by laser, in which there is a minimum, shebe minimum, of blood of loss. And I think that is what they did. So for further and deeper understanding of this halachic issue, Shalosh Teshuvos Minchas Osho Semen Ayin Ches. So just a week ago I wrote a tshuva about a wonderful young family, a couple. This is their third baby boy. First two boys, they invited a moyel, a very chosh of a person. But that chosh of a person doesn't wear a mask. He keeps no social distancing. He belongs to those groups that just disregard corona. And this young couple was very troubled. Do we need to invite him to be the moyel because he has a chazaka? He was mal our previous two boys, or could we invite someone else? So I dealt with the basic question, is there a chazaka by mitzvahs? Which is a fascinating sugya, which we won't get into today. But my psak was, don't invite that moyel. Even if there is chazaka by mitzvahs, even a remote pikuach nefesh would override that chazaka. Two fascinating tshuvas. And before I even share with you the content of those tshuvas, I say, ein alochik emoysom, that's clear as daylight. But it's interesting and fascinating anyway. Degel Machne Ephraim. When I quote Degel Machne Ephraim, everybody thinks about the Chassidish Sefer. He was an enikel of the Baal Shem Tov, one of the great spokesmen of Chassidus. No, I don't mean him. Degel Machne Ephraim, 250 years ago, Rebbe Ephraim Laniado, he was the chief rabbi in Syria in Aram Tzoba. In his Shuvas Yoredei Semen Daled, he speaks about a baby that was born in the midst of a Magefa, obviously a cholera outbreak. And the family was afraid to take the moil into their house. So the Degel Machne Ephraim deals with the question, Dever be'ir kaneis raglecho, Chazal say, lock yourself up in your home, but that does that mean, does it also mean, don't let anyone in? And the Degel Machne Ephraim says, yes, it means don't let anyone in. Because if you let everybody in, you might as well be outside. So why do Chazal say, kaneis raglecho? So he paskins that the father has the right to say, I don't want a moil in my house. I might be infected. I don't want anyone in my house. And we would push off the mila. The same conclusion is reached by the Moshe HaKoyen, who was the Rav in Gerba 50 years later, or 60 years later, Tov Reish Chof Gimel. He passed away. And in his sefer, Pnei Moshe Simen, Reish Samach Gimel Yoredeya, same reasoning, same conclusion. Don't let anyone into your house, not even a moyel, and we'll be mal at a later stage. As I said before, Ein Alocha Kemoisam, there's no reason to push off Mila. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jewish children were Nimoil in the past 8.5 months of the corona outbreak. If you take all the possible precautions, you're not putting anyone's life in danger. And therefore, you must do Mila. However, that is if you take the precautions. So inviting someone that totally ignores the rules, I think you shouldn't call that moil. You should take another one that is cautious and diligent and following the rules. So in this week's parasha, we start the Asor HaNesiyon Shenes Nas Avraham Avinu V'Omed V'Kulam. And these 10 tests, or nesiyonos, cover the entire spectrum of the human experience. All the challenges and difficulties that one could imagine are all included in those 10 tests. Asor HaNesiyonos Shenas Avraham Avinu V'Omed V'Kulam. Rashi writes, Omed bekilon velo hirher achra midoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu meroiv ahavasoi. Many, many years ago, probably about 50 years ago, 45 years ago, I once heard from my great Rebbe, the Tzanz of the Divrei Yatzev. He lost his wife and 11 children to the Nazis. His oldest son was called Lipala. He survived the Holocaust. And he succumbed, he died from typhus right after the liberation. What a tragedy. And the Tzanz HaRebbe, this great tzaddik, was left alone, ka'arar ba'arava. And I once heard from him, not for one moment did I doubt Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. And I remember then when I heard it, a shudder passed through my body. And I feel the same right now every time I quote that. What a tzaddik. Losing a wife and 11 children. And never for one moment questioning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's drachim. That was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. At other opportunities I explained that those tenesiones of Avraham Avinu was not for him, it was for us. And all the koiches we have in Mesiras Nefesh throughout the ages is only mekoiche shel oisai zokein. And as I mentioned, those 10 tests cover the entire spectrum of human experience. We appreciate the Ness of Ur Kasdim, in which Kodesh Baruch Hu puts, Avraham Avinu puts his life in direct danger. Mesiras Nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We definitely appreciate the Nesoyin of Akedas Yitzchok, which was the toughest Nesoyin, to kill your own beloved child with your own hands. Es bincho, es yechitcho asher ohavto. But what was the Nesoyin of Lech Lechu Miyaratzach? I think it was a huge Nesoyin. One of the great psychologists expressed a basic axiom in psychology. Man is a social being. Indeed so. Our sages, our Gedolei HaTanoim said, Oy Chavruta O Mituta. Either companionship or death. Yes, man is a social being. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Lech Lecho, go, pack up and leave. Lech Lecho miyartzechu memoladetuchu mebeisovicho. From easy to hard, mikal el hakoved. By human nature. And I really think it's human nature. Beyond social norms. People become attached to their country, to their society, to their friends, to their close circle, and above and beyond anything else, to their family. Millions of people died in all these crazy nationalistic wars. So those are the three circles to which people are attached emotionally, sentimentally. Lech lechu miyartzecho, leave your country. Moladetecho, your social circle. Moledet in modern language is your country of birth. In our sources, Moledet is your social circle. The people you were born amongst, the friends you grew up with. Leave your country, leave your friends, leave your family. And that is a huge nisayon. To pack up and leave. And Avraham Avinu doesn't know where he's going. Ela oretz asher ha'eko. That was the nisayon of Lech Lecha. We are in the midst of the COVID pandemic. In a way, we all have the same nisayon of being removed, detached from our most beloved ones, our families, our talmidim, our friends, many of the elders of our communities. I know so many people who for months have been sitting in total isolation in their homes, and their children don't come. Not because they're bad children, because the parents don't want them to come. Because the elderly might be infected by disease. But it's tormenting, and to many it's torture. For months, not to see your kids, your grandchildren, not to hug them, not to kiss them. It's a real nisayon. But we grow from nisayonis. It is what Yiddishkeit is all about. Avraham Avinu was the first Yid. Asora nisayonis. From one test to the other. Every test is a challenge. Every test is an opportunity. And if we rise to the challenge, it's a huge schus. So yes, in a way, it echoes in our ears. Lech lechu miyartzecho memoladetecho mebeis avicho. So most of us aren't required to leave. Some of us did relatively good accommodations to a malonit for a week or two or 10 days or 2.5 weeks. But many really are feeling the pain of this isolation. The elderly, they don't even have the kids to come to visit them. And they're terribly lonely. It's an nisayon, my friends. We grow from nisayonis. I recently spoke to Bnei Torah in one of these Maloniyot Corona. And I quoted the Yerushalmi in Brochas Samaches, because this period is very hard on Bnei Torah. Sitting in capsules, you don't see, you don't have direct contact with your Rosh Hashivas, with your Rabbeim. Many don't have proper chavrusa. Either he's in isolation or he's sick. And when he comes out of isolation, I go into isolation. It's a tough time for Bnei Torah as well. But the Yerushalmi says in Brochas Samaches, Imru Isu Sabri Yishem Esyayishem Ena Torah Amoid V'Achzeg Bo V'Atenoi Tel Tzecha Kulam Amoid V'Achzeg Bo. So in difficult times, when people struggle, and there ain't that many masmidim, it's an unbelievable schus, an opportunity to those that could rise to the challenge. Yalkut Shemoni, Tov Kuf Samaches in Koheles, on the Posek, Afroch Mosi Yomdeli. Torah Shalamadeti Ba'af Hisha Omdoli. Torah that I learned out of pain and struggle and difficulty and stress. That is Torah that has special Siyata Deshmaya. And let me tell you this. I was sitting weeks and months with my wife Olea Shalom in hospitals. Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim, Sloan Kettering in New York and Manhattan. And I always had my pen and notebook. And some of the most amazing chidushim I wrote in those difficult times. I hope I'll never be back there again, sitting in hospital wards when my wife was suffering. And at those quiet moments, I just was sitting and writing. And some of my greatest chidushim are from that period. Torah Shelamadati Ba'af has very special Siyata Dishmaya. Rav Boruch Ber, one of the greatest disciples, Talmidim of Rav Chaim Brisker, related this story I once heard from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, when I was a younger man, I went through the Shalis Ari and the Tur Yovel, the two monumental sforim of the same Mechaber. And I came to a conclusion that the Shagas Ariyah is better than the Tur Yovel, clearer. And why is that? So Reb Chaim said, because he wrote the Shagas Ariyah as a younger man when he was desperately poor and he was in great pain and suffering and stress. The Tur Yovel he wrote when he was Rav in one of the biggest communities in Europe, in Metz, in times of relative calm, times of plenty, and that is why the Shagas Ariyah had more Siyata Dishmaya than the Tur Yovel. So every Nesoyin is a new opportunity. Every Nesoyin is a challenge, and we need to rise to that challenge. L'agdol Torah u'l'adira l'dav koboy. Let's all try to rise to the challenge, like Avraham Avinu did, Sora Nesiyonis Nesasa, V'omad Bekurom. We should have Siyata Dishmaya. We should only hear B'Soyris Toivis. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Sesen Refuas V'Yeshuas. And we should Zoycha Bekorov. Tobias Moshiach Tzidkenu B'mheiru V'yomenu Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.